Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I am your humble host, Scott Whitney. And I'm joined by the effervescent, never critical, always loving,
aww,
my naughty jelly sweet, Melissa Whitney. But we saw, without question, the drunkest girl, woman, something, I have ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Ever.
What were the signs?
Well, so this poor thing, little Asian girl with an Asian husband, boyfriend, just freaked out. So the Munch Bar is right next to one of the entrances at Caesars. No, it's on the other side. There's an entrance to the outside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. So the door's open. This guy walks in, holding up the woman like, you know, arms
like
going
scarecrow?
Across. Yeah, like a scarecrow. So she's like all wobbly and rubbery and stuff. And so he brings her in and lets go of her and she collapses.
Just on the floor?
Yeah, just on the floor. We're like,
I'm surprised security didn't come over.
Security did come over. But as a matter of fact, Wayne was like, security will be there in about 4 minutes. Because he knows.
Now, don't ask me why I know that security comes over.
Well, you've had that experience with somebody else.
There, yeah.
Somebody else. You actually
not
had
me.
Somebody puke in your hand.
I was trying to be helpful.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you're nauseous. Sorry, we have a pregnant woman. Pregnant woman's going. Burr. Oh, geez, thank you, Scott. Didn't need to hear the puke in the hand story. Anyway, so she just, you know, is crumpled on the
ground. Like a rag doll.
Yeah, and the poor guy is kind of looking around like, oh my God, you know, I'm embarrassed. What do I do?
Well, maybe he's thinking,
what he should
I
be
should
thinking
call
is,
the ambulance.
Yeah, this woman might die because she was just out of it. And occasionally she'd kind of flip around and her arms would
wait,
go
like
around.
Like a convulsion? Or?
Yeah. I mean, not. She was aware. Well, I don't know how aware she was, but she was not, it wasn't convulsions. She was just like, you know, people were talking to her. So eventually security shows up and Wayne's like, oh, they're going to bring a stretcher for her. They're going to stretcher her out of here. So security comes, and they're chit-chatting. They're trying to get her to talk to her, and she's, like, you know, incoherent. And they eventually don't bring a stretcher. They bring a wheelchair. Now, we've got a picture of her that I took on my BlackBerry. You can kind of see all the security people. The guy on the left, I think, is a husband. Some more casino folks. I think you can see. Yeah, you can see the wheelchair there. And
yeah, it's in front of, you've got the husband on the left and the EMT and then security.
Yeah.
And then some people just there for the free show.
So they
do you have EMTs on property usually?
Yeah, the big strip hotels all do.
So you got to figure, so they put her in there and Wayne's like, I can't believe they didn't bring a stretcher. Like, what does it matter? Well, here's why it matters. She literally poured out of the chair. Just like, they put her back in there. She's like, brr.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. And then she's like talking and like, oh, man.
I wonder what they did with her.
And they wheeled her right down the middle of the freaking casino. We're like, oh, my God. How do you deal with that?
This is what probably happens in Vegas all the time.
It was brutal. So I'm pissed. So here's what I propose to everybody who might go and see Nancy Reagan.
I hope that people don't go and see.
I don't know. Oh, yes, one. Okay, here's what I propose. A, don't go. Because it's
don't
not really
show
cool.
up.
Don't go, don't show up.
They're crappy people.
But if you do
don't go,
we have an idea. We think you should bring a sign. And the sign should say, where's Dave? Where's Dave? Where's the guy that started the band? Where's the guy that created the band? Where's the guy that created the costumes? Where's the guy that did the videos? Where's the guy that brought all you guys to Vegas in the first place? Where's the guy that's going to heaven? Where's Dave? So to Dave, we say we're sorry about that. And to you guys in the Nancy Reagans, you guy and a gal, tisk, 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 man. We've got a voicemail that came in from some people we know a little bit about. Okay, a little bit.
A thing or two?
A thing or no. Yeah, sure. We've seen them. I think we've seen them naked. I've seen one of them naked.
Oh, we have not seen them naked.
You don't think I've seen Neil naked?
Well, why would you see Neil naked?
It was back in London.
Causing me a lot of concern.
It was back in London, kids. It was our first trip to London. And he said, look, here's how it works. When you're out traveling around in London with Londoners, that's what they
London call. Town.
You gotta go when you're in London. Sometimes you go to a pub, especially when your wives are out shopping. Especially when they're out shopping. And sometimes the best way to feel good about yourself is simply to take your clothes off in a pub. I'm like, really? That seems odd. And then he started to take off his shirt. Now I'm like, wow, that tattoo of my face is new.
I think, how many of those have you had?
Didn't expect that. I've had two.
Seriously. He's telling me he's stripping down naked in London while I'm shopping.
I've had two, and this story is made up by Bud Light Platinum. Anyway, so he took off his shirt. We're at a pub in London, and he's got my face tattooed on his chest. I'm like, okay. This is a shout-out to the good people at Planet Hollywood. Hey, Planet Hollywood, a drink that's this big, let me show you. Let's say this big shouldn't be $9. That doesn't seem right. However, a drink this big can absolutely be $9. So here's to Hash Hash a Go-Go and the fact they recognize that a big glass of Captain and Diet makes me happy. Jacob, over on the TriCast, the important people, the guys who create everything. Look at that. That's a good-looking group right there. You got Jacob doing TriCast.
No, oh! Wouldn't it be funny if we took that shot and they were doing that, like, hear no evil, speak no evil.
That would be funny.
See no evil.
Try to coordinate that next week for you.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Be great.
Yeah.
So you got Jacob over on the TriCaster. You've got Sam over there. And then you got Pimpin' Wayne hanging out on the live chat. Big hand for those crazy kids.
Look at that
crew. What a big. Right. We were the youngsters at the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. So we got in there, got our night. We got a nice booth seat. Really appreciate that. That was pretty cool. And the way it's set up is.
We love the booth.
Yeah, we're a big booth fan, so we got the booth. And the setup is, you know, the rounded stage. And in this particular production, they've got these two big screen TVs, or big screen projectors, I should say, on either side. And it was interesting. The first thing that we thought was interesting, odd, was that the show was supposed to start at 7, and it started at 6:58.
Can you imagine?
There was no ticky-tocky, tickety-tock. We're getting to go. Here we go. It's time for the big show.
We were as surprised as that time we were on a flight that left early. Remember one time we were on a flight and that left early? That never happened.
It was so odd to say. We're like, so Melissa, what do you think of that? Be-ba-da-be-ba. Hey, what the hell? Why are we going? We've got 2 minutes to have a little chit-chat yet.
So, yeah, it was really funny.
It was kind of weird. And then it starts off. And this is a little bit of a problem if you want to, say, acknowledge the different actors. And so instead of giving you, you know, the document, whatever you call that document, the playbill program, it says, you know, Johnny is played by, you know, this, and Mama, whatever, is played. They don't do that. So you have no idea who's playing. What they do is on these two big screens, they flip through all the talent.
With, like, the old-fashioned kind of background,
right.
Like a Western movie.
Right. And so they're doing this, which is, I guess it's okay, but... Hey, you know, go to Kinko's and spend the money on this just so it's easy for people to kind of know who's who, for whatever reason.
I think they thought it was clever.
Yeah, I think they were doing it because they didn't want to spend the money, personally. So they did that, and you're kind of watching, you're like, well, this is happening even before the 6:58 start. I mean, it was they wanted to get it going. So eventually the play starts, and so, you know, this is a, you know, it's a pretty well-known play, and And as we watched it, you could tell pretty quickly that one of the major issues with this play is the sound system there. It's just not sharp or crisp. I'm not really sure how best to describe the challenge there, but it just sounded a little off. And as a result, it really, I thought, affected the energy of the entire production.
I absolutely agree. I think they have a big issue with the sound.
Yeah, Melissa mentioned it during the show, and you could hear everything. I mean, there was a technical problem. The gal who plays the madam, and I forget what her name is, she came out. Well, first of all, they have these mics, the mics that they hang on your head. And so typically, if you're going to wear those kind of mics in a play, you wear the ones that are cream color, so you can't really see. It's like a little stick that comes out and sits right there. Well, some people had those, but then some other people had the Britney Spears mic, the big black ball, that kind of. So you're a little distracted by the madam with the big floating ball in front of her mouth, doing the mic stuff. I'm like, well, that seems like they could have probably got a better bulk deal at the, I don't know, Guitar Center for microphones. I'm like, that's a little weird. And then the madam comes down the stairs and she starts talking and her mic doesn't work. So she's got the Britney Spears mic going and there's no sound. So she had a pretty booming voice. So you could actually hear her in the theater even though her mic wasn't on. But she's coming down and doing her part. And of course, she's much quieter than everybody else who has a variety of Britney Spears and the little weenie mics or whatever they're called. And it's up and down. And then somebody... this other actress gets behind her.
Walks out. She walks out from behind. Oh no! This is.
She was out. She was already out there.
This hasn't happened yet.
So she's like the maid there, and so she gets behind her during the show, and you can see her like fiddling with the mic.
She's
trying to get it to work, and I was watching the sound guys, and the sound guys, they're like meekers. What the hell's happening here? What's going on? They're looking around. They're pointing. They're doing this,
It was a little and maybe it's more distracting to you and I because of what we do and we pay attention to this. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
The
good thing is everyone kind of carried on.
Yeah, they moved
the
forward.
You
got to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Then eventually they realized we can't get this mic to work. It's dead for this first part of the performance.
Right.
So what they did was a gal came out and just handed her a wireless hand mic.
Well, she walked out as if she kind of sauntered out.
She was very
casual. One of the girls. She's one of the girls. So she has like a little bustier on and stuff. And so she just saunters on stage.
Gave her a wireless
and
mic.
And happens to drop off a big microphone, not like headset.
The standard, hey, I'm here, that kind of mic.
Like what Donnie Austin might have.
Yeah. So she walks out, hands to the mic. And again, the guy who played the madam didn't skip a beat, didn't miss
the
line.
Just grabbed it, kept on.
And so then she's got this bustier on. So God bless her heart. She starts talking like this, which is a pretty goofy way of talking, while you're talking to people.
But it gets better because she had a better idea.
So then she takes it and she stuffs it in her bustier. So she's got this mic sitting right here, and it worked. It worked pretty good.
Was classy. They were keeping it classy.
I was like,
warehouse.
All right, I get it. And then, but it was so funny because when she broke into song, she's like, and.
Well, some women keep everything in their bra.
It was really cool. It's like
could have a wallet in there. Her iPhone is in there vibrating.
And when she finished the song, she'd be like, okay, put it back in there. A little bit more dialogue, and she'd get ready for another song. Shoom. And I am telling you, and that's how I go. Click, back in there. So it was funny.
Best laid plans of mice and men often go awry.
That's good.
Yeah.
Tell me another story.
A little literature for you.
Tell me another story, Uncle Wayne. Anyways, seriously, tell me a story. Damn it! No. They say you're not really a successful show until you're international. Well, I think most people would argue that Kentucky really is a different country.
Yeah, it's got its own code.
It's crazy.
Rules, laws, jargon.
Things going on. There's banjo players with big monster heads that are like
no
walking around.
If you ever look at her Facebook, they go to events. You're going to talk about about an event later here in Vegas. They go to an event called Hillbilly Days.
Hillbilly Days, yes. Which is basically every day.
Essentially, yeah.
What's it?
Right. It's called Tuesday.
That's right. Exactly. What's today, Maul? Hillbilly Day. What day is it? Well, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? I want to get me a possum. I'm going to eat me a possum, and then I'm going to make me some burritos. Burrito possum again, Mom?
It's every stereotype you could imagine is true. I'll get calls in the wintertime. Oh, yeah, we couldn't pull into our driveway because they have to go up the mountain or down the mountain to get into the house. Mm. So we get the car has on, still on the street. We had to walk into the house. Or we've been out of power now for 4 days.
Yeah,
with a southern accent. I'm kind of exaggerating that a little bit.
Can you do your mom's accent?
She grew up in Ohio her whole life, like me.
So
you can kind of tell. Her husband, he's got a little twang.
A little woohoo! Yeah. I'm gonna go out there and get me some possum and
yeah.
Anyways, hey Tony, when you come to Las Vegas, come on over to the Vegas Video Network, but keep the shotgun at home. It was our dinner and a show night, is what I meant by that.
It was lovely.
Where we got to go check out Oscar's beef booths and broads, and then we went to the Smith Center for the Performing Arts and saw a fancy band there. We just learned that Brad and Christina are having a boy.
Wow, are they okay with announcing that on their show?
They are. They said I could. And
he's got a willy.
He has a willy. That's kind of cute.
He has some bits.
Yeah. Junk, actually.
You got some junk.
We had this debate before the show got started. We're like, it's junk for guys. Because Brad's running around going, let me see the junk. Okay. I said, what about if it's a girl? And then we were kind of debating what's it called for girls.
It's well, not what junk. Did you decide?
Naughty bits.
And men have?
Junk. Have you seen it? It's not very pretty.
That, yeah.
It's a little junky. So that's the that's the good news, and they're so cute, the Brad and the Christina, because they're like, well, he's going to be a third, and I'm like, wait a minute, I wasn't named after my dad, so it wouldn't be a third, it'd be Junior, Scott Junior. Well, it doesn't matter. Now, during this whole meal, there was a glass sitting at the end of the table. And for the first half of the whole meal, it was just sitting there.
Well, we kind of debated on what it was for.
We're like farmers. Hey, let's head out to the big city and have us some dinner. Sounds good, Melissa. Let's get up in the pick up and go. What do you think that glass is there? Well, there's this glass in there.
You start acting like you know what you're talking about,
really,
though. And you're like,
I really did.
I was
completely making crap up. So it was this glass. Go ahead and show
it now. Was this to woo me, too? You're making this stuff up?
So that's the glass. Now, for the first half of the entire meal, oh, there's the water. I'll talk about that little bastard in a minute.
But did they charge you?
Yes! They charged me for that water. All right.
You know what? You have to say tap water.
They said, what do you want? Do you want still or, no, they want.
Still or sparkling?
No,
seltzer or flat?
No, flat. They said, do you want flat or sparkling? Flat rhymes with tap. So I thought they meant tap. So I'm like, okay, I'll have flat, because I thought that was the option. So they come out with this big old.
Wait, how much was the water?
It was $5.
Oh.
$5 for water. Oh, it just pisses me. All right. Now, look at me. I'm like a beet. I'm so angry about that. Anyway, okay, back to that glass. That glass spent half the dinner completely empty. Melissa and I are looking at it. We're looking
piece.
At it like it's an alien. What do you suppose that thing's supposed to do? If we would have ordered red wine, I don't know if you can see the middle of it. There's a little bump in the middle. And I'm like, oh, I believe that's probably a decanter. They probably poured the red wine in
you
there.
You had quite a story.
Oh, you know me. I can make stuff up all day and half the night. So I'm like, I believe it's a decanter. This is what the fancy people do. And they pour the wine in there and it makes it. Meanwhile, we didn't order red wine, so we had no way of proving that. So we're looking at the empty glass. It was like one of those horror movies where it kind of moved every once in a while. We didn't even know why it was moving. But it was just sitting there. And then, in the middle of dinner, a guy comes up, and go back to the picture, and he puts in these, you know, a leaf and a twig and a flower.
Aren't those celery sticks?
I don't know what they are, but he just kind of walked up. And he walked up, and he's like, plunk, plunk, purr. And he takes up, I'm like, what's that? What is that? And I feel like, you know what, I was like,
it was
I wish I had I wish I had Al's book. There's got to be something in it that says, oh, the flowery plenty and the fake decanter is a magical thing. Duh. All right, so you saw Melissa's food. Now, so they bring out my food at the same time. Okay, so this is the Wagyu beef and the lobster. And there it is.
I have to say, I don't think this picture
did it justice. It doesn't do it justice, for sure. It's dark.
Seriously, did that Wagyu beef have good flavor? Because it looked amazing.
So it did look great. But I have to apologize to the Review Journal people. Because according to the Review Journal, the best beef is Outback, and the best lobster is Red Lobster. And the truth is, I've had better meat at Outback, and I've had better lobster at Red Lobster than what I had there. And I'm not kidding around. So I don't need a lot of.
Maybe Jacob has a tattoo.
Man love. Jacob, do you have a man tattoo of me? Jacob?
Cricket. I don't know how to take the silence.
No.
That's hurtful.
Good. So you see,
I guess I don't have
to be worried.
I have Jacob's name tattooed on my lips, so no matter who I kiss Jacob. Oh my God, what has happened to me?
That is horrible.
You know what's completely
Jacob?
Messed up? You
know
this story and others. Available on
VBN2.com.
What the heck is going
on? Oh, you know what? What is so cool about this is I'm making this stuff up as we go. Imagine if we actually prepared for a show. Never going to happen. Just not going to happen. Don't call it a comeback. We don't have that song. Anyway, so we're going to.
I just feel like I have walked into, you know, crazy town here.
Mm. Talk for a minute. I like to have a sip.
What are you doing? Would somebody help me?
Hold on. Part of my goal.
What?
Ow, it's like a hairball. Part of my goal is that every 6 to 8 months, I do a spit take on the network. All right. Again, I'm Scott Whitney. That is the beautiful Melissa Whitney. This is the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network. Good night, everybody. And next time, send more of this. I'll see you later. Bye. Ticket.